Hey everybody, welcome to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with your host, licensed Christian counselors, Dr. Kim and Naomi. Each episode, you will hear the truth of the Word of God in a relaxed, real, and authentic conversation that help you navigate the issues in life and help you stay in the lane God has for you. So grab your coffee and listen to Uncomplicated Truth Talk with Dr. Kim and Naomi.
I got my Friday jacket on.
Oh my gosh. We are not going to let that go, are we?
No.
Wow.
I like my Friday jacket. You know, Mr. Rogers had a sweater. I think I can have a jacket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
Okay, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, geez.
We should get right into this.
Yeah, because we have a lot of scriptures. Yeah, so we're saying, get a paper and a pen, and we're going to fly through some scriptures in this next half hour.
Yeah, make some notes so you can dive a little deeper. But we are going to talk about the suffering servant, which is obviously Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. And it's the season right now where we're headed into, where he died and rose 3 days later.
Yep.
What a beautiful day.
It is. And this is, you know, the second part of Isaiah 53.
Yes.
That we talked about last time.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of go through the prophecy and then the scripture that shows the fulfillment of it.
Right.
So
which one do you want to do?
Why don't you go first?
Okay. The prophecy. Here we go, you guys. Here's the first one. He will be exalted. Jesus will be exalted. That's Isaiah 52, verse 13. So let's just see what that said real quick. It says, behold, my servant shall be prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Mm. What's the fulfillment of that? Philippians 2:9. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should have flipped to that, huh?
That's all right.
Okay, that says, all right, it says, Philippians 2:9 says, mm-hmm. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
Now, don't you think that's incredible? I do, because it's a prophecy fulfilled, because we're talking Old Testament and then New Testament.
Right.
You know?
Right, because it says the exaltation of Christ is in consequence of his humbling himself by means of his redemptive work.
That's
so good. Like it was prophesied, well, we got to see that he would be exalted.
Yeah.
New Testament is showing that God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's finished.
Every other name.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Isaiah 52:14 and then Isaiah 53:2 talks about he will be disfigured by suffering. So 52:14 says, just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, meaning Jesus was disfigured, mm-hmm. and his form more than the sons of men. Mm. And then 53:2 says, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Right. So that was prophesied.
That was prophesied.
In Isaiah.
Yep.
And then Mark 15:17-19 shows the fulfillment.
Right.
Says, and they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head. Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him.
Mm.
And bowing the knee, they worshiped him. Such mockery.
Oh, total mockery.
Which, I mean, this is now in New Testament is basically writing what they saw that happened.
Yes.
That was prophesied that he would be disfigured.
That's right. And, and it's starting.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
Okay, so the next one. is Isaiah 53, 1 and 3. It says, he will be widely rejected. So 53 says in verse 1, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord revealed? And then verse 3 says, he is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And he and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Mm. That's terrible.
It is.
So what is the fulfillment of that?
Right. John 12, 37 and verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?
Remember Isaiah, he gave the report.
Yes.
In 53 or 52, chapter 52, verse 13, 14, and 15, he gave the report. But then in 53 in Isaiah, it's saying, who has believed our report? And then
it came to pass.
Okay, next is Isaiah 53, 4. He will bear our sins and sorrows. It says, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
So that was prophesied.
Yeah.
And then the fulfillment is in Romans 4:25.
Okay.
It says, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification? So Jesus died and he rose again because to justify us and to bear our offenses.
What about 1 Peter 2?
Let's see what that says.
1 Peter 2:24 and 25.
It says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
Okay, let's keep going. We're in the middle. Isaiah 53, 5. He will make a blood atonement is the prophecy. 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was buried for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. That was the prophecy.
That he would make a blood atonement, right?
Yep.
Okay,
and
then Romans 3:25 is where it shows fulfilled. Whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed.
Remember, there had to be a blood atonement. Remember in the Old Testament where they had to put blood on the doorposts?
Yeah. To mark.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those that believe. That's why we have to believe in the blood. Because what it symbolizes of what it done, it did for us.
Yeah.
We have to believe in that.
Remember, it's all done.
Right.
It's done. It's
there
finished.
Is no other. Think about all the other crazy.
Yeah.
There is nothing else. There is no God that is alive today.
Nope. Not a one.
No.
Okay, next one. Isaiah 53, verses 6 and 8. Here's the prophecy. He will be our substitute. So 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Meaning that Jesus paid the price on the cross for us all. Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people, he was stricken. That was the prophecy. Mm-hmm. So how was it fulfilled?
2 Corinthians 5:21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of our God in him.
Wow, that's so good.
That is,
we could do a podcast on every single fulfillment.
Yeah.
You know, gosh, that's good.
So much.
I know. Okay, the next one. Mm-hmm. The next prophecy is from Isaiah 53:7. He will voluntarily accept mm-hmm. our guilt and our punishment. So 7 says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth, meaning he didn't speak.
Yeah.
He was led as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth.
He did not reject it.
Right.
He did not fight against it.
Right. He wasn't kicking and screaming.
It proves more and more that he voluntarily gave up his life.
Yeah, for sure.
So the fulfillment is John 10:11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Oh, isn't that something?
Wow.
Okay, the next prophecy from Isaiah 53:9. He will be buried in a rich man's tomb. Verse 9, and they made his grave with the wicked. Remember last week we talked that he was hung on the cross in between the two robbers? Mm-hmm. That's the wicked. But with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. That was the prophecy.
Okay, fulfillment is found in John 19:38-42. It says, after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave him permission. So he came and took the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took the body of Jesus and bound it in stripes of linen with the spices, as the custom of the Jews is to bury. Now in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new tomb in which no one had yet been laid. So there they laid Jesus, because of the Jews' preparation day, for the tomb was nearby.
Gosh, that's so good.
Mm-hmm. So it was being fulfilled.
It was.
That he was buried in a rich tomb.
Yes.
With all of that myrrh and
Joseph was the rich man.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. The next prophecy from Isaiah 53 verses 10 and 11. It says, he will justify many from their sin. That's the prophecy. So it says, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. And let me just say this, because I don't think I said it last time, but his seed is the redeemed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
Mm.
That's the prophecy.
Yeah, prophecy, guys, means that it didn't even happen. This is what proves the Bible to be so true, is
right.
When you read prophecy in Old Testament, because it means it did not happen. They are prophesying what was going to happen.
What was to come.
What was to come, and
then
it got fulfilled.
So, yeah.
So the fulfillment on this one is in Romans 5:15-19. And it says, but the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. And the gift is not like that, which came through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation, but the free gift which came from many offenses resulted in justification. For if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as through one man's offense judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man's righteous act the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, also by one man's obedience, Jesus,
yes,
many will be made righteous.
Oh, that's New Testament fulfillment.
And knowing that God is all-knowing, he knew what would happen,
yeah,
but he already had a plan.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people struggle with, well, why didn't he just tell Adam to, you know, why didn't he just take care of it then?
Right.
You have to remember he's all-knowing.
Yeah.
And he loves people so much. He loved humankind. That was his greatest creation.
Yeah.
That he wanted to make a way. So he already knew from beginning to end who the man was that was going to sin and who the man was that was going to redeem it.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, we have one more prophecy. Mm. It is from Isaiah 53:12, and it says, he will die with transgressors. So 12 says this, therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. I mean, think about that. He made intercessors for the transgressors. He was doing that on the cross.
Yeah.
Right?
For the two wicked.
Right. Men. And then the one
got saved.
Right. And he on the cross, he was even saying, Father, they do not know what they do. You know what I'm saying?
You know what just hit me is like how we could be in a storm, but God can still use you in the midst of your storm. Like Jesus was in the midst of being crucified.
But Jesus was still, he was still
doing God's work.
He was still doing God's work. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Mark, so the fulfillment's in Mark 15:27-28.
Okay.
It says, with him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled, which says, and he was numbered with the transgressors.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What about Luke 22:37?
That one says, for I say to you that this which is written must still be accomplished in me, and he was numbered with the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end.
Wow. Let me just go back for a minute in Isaiah 12, where it says, where does it say? And made intercession.
Mm-hmm.
It says made intercession here means more than a prayer. It is a summary statement meaning that Christ gave himself completely on behalf of all humanity. Then it says, I will divide the strong. Where was that scripture? And he shall divide the spoil with the strong.
Mm-hmm.
It says, is symbolic language denoting Yahweh's reward of Christ for his faithfulness.
Mm.
Gosh, that is so good. Going into Easter, I mean, we should not be somber. We should be celebrating because Jesus is alive.
Right. He fulfilled it all.
He did. I just
everything
love
that was prophesied.
I just love when there's, you know, the prophecy and we could find the fulfillment of it, you know, in the New Testament. To me, my mind is blown away when there's prophecy and you know it hasn't happened yet over here in New Testament or Old Testament.
Yeah.
But then in New Testament, it's like.
But you know, this just came to me. We all have something that we're destined to do. It's prophesied
over
us.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you going to have it fulfilled?
Right.
That's the question. Because Jesus had the same question to him.
Yeah.
Will you do this? Like, he volunteered to do this, what mm-hmm. was prophesied. He stepped up. What are you needing to step up in?
Right.
What are you purposed to do? That is prophesied, because Jesus formed us in our mother's womb.
Absolutely.
And
gave us purpose and a plan.
What is that for you? And are you going to be able to say, I fulfilled it?
At the end.
Yes, through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's only through Christ.
Yeah, it is only through Christ.
I was able to fill it. And will God say, well done, good and faithful servant, as he
or
Christ?
Or are you going to let... Because I see, like, this week, okay, I see, like, people's struggles and what is happening in their struggle, and they're not turning to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so what are you doing? Because the struggle really doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. In the scheme of things.
It's the outcome.
Right.
Of what are you going to do with
How
it
are
now?
You gonna finish?
Yeah.
I just said this, where you have to step back out of your storm and open your perspective to, like, okay, God, what are you doing? What can I learn from this?
And get there.
Where do you want me to go from here?
Yeah.
You know, don't sit in it.
Well, and as we were learning with Experiencing God, the study, which, side note, if you have not done Experiencing God, you need to get in touch with either me or Naomi and talk to us about it, because it is a...
I explain it as a life-changing study.
It is a life-changing study. Is this your second or third?
Third,
okay, yeah. So...
it's amazing.
But let me just also put a side note. Don't start the study unless you're extremely prayed up and you're ready for the enemy's attack.
Right.
Because it's
life-changing.
It's life-changing.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
We could do a whole podcast on... Maybe we should do that sometime and just talk about that study.
Yeah.
Because I think everybody should do it.
Yes. Every church needs to have small groups doing it.
And not do it just once, but go through it at least twice.
Yeah. Yes, it's so good.
Right. Gosh. Okay, so... We have, the last couple of weeks, we've just talked about Jesus, what he did on that cross. We've talked about the prophecy and the fulfillment of it all.
Right.
And now we get to go into Easter. Resurrection Sunday.
2024 is new beginnings.
Absolutely.
That's what it means. 2024 is for new beginnings. So what new beginning do you need to start?
Yes and amen.
All right.
All right.
That's good. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Dr. Kim and Naomi on Uncomplicated Truth Talk. We hope you have enjoyed this episode. For any comments or questions, please feel free to contact them at askthecounselors@gmail.com. Until next time, this is Uncomplicated Truth Talk.